Just last week, Klal Yisrael lost an icon, Rabbi Beryl Wein, Zichrono Lirvacha. Rabbi Wein was a writer and a speaker and a lecturer, and of course, the author of many influential books. But above all, he was best known as a masterful historian. His works on Jewish history are legendary. He brought the past to life in a way that deeply impacted a generation. From the time he was a young man until the day of his passing, Rabbi Wein never stopped writing or teaching or speaking. Someone once asked him, "Rabbi, why don't you ever take a break? What motivates you to keep going?" And he said, "My model of inspiration was Rabbi Herzog. He inspired me when I was a young boy. It's a moment that I will never forget." In 1946, just after the Holocaust, Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi Herzog, the chief rabbi of what is today the State of Israel, visited Chicago. At the time, young Beryl Wein was just 12 years old. His father drove him to the airport to greet Rabbi Herzog on the tarmac. All of the Rabbanim of Chicago were there. Rabbi Herzog was a commanding figure, with a silver Rebbe Shekane in one hand and a Tanakh in the other hand. Rabbi Herzog was driven to the yeshiva, where he gave a shiur to about 200 people on the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. After the shiur, he spoke about why he came to Chicago. He said, "I just came from a meeting with the Pope of Rome," referring to Pope Pius XII. "I presented him with the names of 10,000 Jewish children who had been hidden in monasteries and other church institutions by their desperate parents during the war. I asked the Pope to return those children to the Jewish people, but he refused." With tears in his eyes, he recounted how he begged the Pope to return those children to their families, but the Pope refused. He was adamant about not releasing even one Jewish child. He said, "The Pope told me that once they entered the Catholic institution, they would have been baptized immediately, and now they were considered Catholics." Then, Rav Herzog put down his head on the stander and he sobbed. Rabbi Wein said, "I never heard any adult sob like that before or after. It was as if the pain of 2,000 years of galus was pouring out of him." After he regained his composure, Rav Herzog looked around the room and he said words that would change Rabbi Wein's life forever. "I can no longer help those children. But you, what will you do for the Jewish people? What will you do to rebuild our nation?" As each student came forward to shake his hand, he repeated that charge. And when young Beryl Wein approached, Rav Herzog looked him straight in the eyes and he said, "Did you hear what I said? Don't ever forget what I said." Rabbi Wein never forgot. That moment became the driving force behind his lifelong dedication to the Jewish people, as a rabbi, as a teacher, historian, and a builder of communities. He said, "Anytime I want to put down my pen, I still hear those words ringing in my ears. But you, what will you do for the Jewish people?" With that, I'd like to share with you an incredible idea from Rabbi Wein on the Gemara Masechtas Erevin. And this is especially apropos to this conversation. Rav Yehuda HaNasi, as we know, was one of the greatest Tanaim in Jewish history. He personified Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad. Throughout Shas, he's simply known as Rebbe, the redactor of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, they once asked Rebbe, "How did you achieve such greatness? How did you earn the title of Rebbe?" And he said, "I'll tell you my secret. You know why I'm greater than my colleagues? The Chazitel Rameir Me'achayrei. Because I once saw the back of the great Tana Rameir. Had I seen his face, I would have been even greater." Rebbe Wein offered a beautiful interpretation on this Gemara. Rebbe was one of the last Tanaim. Reb Meir was one of the first Tanaim. He was from an earlier generation. Rebbe said, "You know why I'm greater than my colleagues? Because I saw the end of the previous generation. I saw a Chayre Reb Meir. I saw a Gadol from the Frier de Gadar." He said, "That glimpse, being exposed to a Gadol from the previous generation, made such an indelible impression on me that it inspired me to rise to such great heights to become Rabbeinu HaKadosh." Rabbi Wein used to say, "History is not about faces or dates or cities or maps. History is about people." And that's what he gave us. He brought Jewish history to life. He gave us the people of the past. He introduced us to Gedolim from the Frier de Gadar, heroes of an earlier generation. He showed us that we are their spiritual ears. He carried that spark from previous generations and he passed it on to us. Zechusoy Yagan Aleinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.